to know that we have a tradition at Fallbrook Church, which isn't unusual for other churches. The children always collect a children's offering. And at this time, our angels and shepherds will be circulating throughout the sanctuary, and the offering that they are taken is used for worthy student funds. So if you would like to put some offering in their basket at this time, it's not the church offering, but it is an important offering. You may do so now.
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful for the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped the servant, his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers."
Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to express her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary to home to be his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
How could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully, the Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I invite you to take out your hymnals again and turn to page 133. The song's a little bit different, so I want to tell you what we're going to be doing with it. has one of those special endings. There are two verses. We'll go all the way through to the end and come back to the second verse and then repeat the refrain one more time. Page 133.
Now is born the divine Christ child. Play the music, play the tune below. Now is born the divine Christ child. Sing we all and rejoice this day. He was born in a stable there. Under a straw, how he sleeps so soundly. He was born in a stable there. Let us worship and turn him back. Now is born a divine Christ child. Play the music, play the tune below. Born a divine Christ child, sing we all and rejoice this day. Ages long since are past and gone, when the wise men foretold his coming. Ages long since are past and gone, when the wise men foretold his birth. Now is born a divine Christ child. Play the music, play the tune below. Now is born the divine Christ child. Sing we all and rejoice this day.
While I'm doing a little reading, I invite you to get out your bulletins and look inside. You'll find two inserts. One is an envelope, and one is a pamphlet about Adventist Community Services. This one you can look at later. This one you're going to put to use in just a minute. My reading is called Blessings. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, or spare change in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. And if you attend church without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. Count your blessings and share your wealth. Quite a sobering reading, isn't it? You know, it's our tradition at Christmas time here at Fallbrook to bring our offerings up and put them on a tree, and that's what these little envelopes are for. And this Sabbath, you should have received a letter in the mail this week from the pastor that we are doing three actual different offerings all in one. So on the envelopes, if you'd like to designate which of the three you'd like your offering to go to, you should write, number one, for our Family Emergency Fund. That's for local families in our church in trouble. Number two will be for Baby Dino. This is the young child that has what we thought was Wilson's disease, but turned out to be celiac disease. There was a big handout a few weeks ago. Most of you may know about it. He lives in Bosnia, and it's a special project of our church. The third one will be for Adventist Community Services, and that's just for the general community services of the Adventist Church. That's what the pamphlet is about. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the deacons help by dismissing by rows. This side of the church will come up to the tree and put their offering on the tree. This side of the church will come up to the manger, and we're going to have a basket right in front of the manger there for you to put your offering in. If you also have tithe envelopes that you've written for tithe or other types of offerings, please fold that and put that in these envelopes as well. Okay? And if you aren't able to get up and come to the front, just wave your, you know, envelope high, and the deacons will help get that up to the front for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we thank you so much for this Christmas season. And Father, it is easy to forget how blessed we really are. I pray that as we get our offerings together to give, that you will bless each giver. We pray for the offering that it will go to its intended use. Thank you, Lord, so much for the gift of this season, but most of all, the gift of your Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. We've come to that time in our worship service where we have the privilege of coming before our God and laying our petitions at the foot of the cross. And as I look out over our church this morning, I can't help but think about how blessed we are here in Fallbrook. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, I was talking this morning to someone who came to Fallbrook in 1960. We were talking about 24 members at that time in our Fallbrook Community Church. And look at us today. As we celebrate the holiday season, we are blessed. Now, I know that there are many needs and special requests that come before us. This year has been an interesting year, 2002. Many people have been blessed materially. Many people have been struggling with jobs and other things. But you know what? We're all here and we're all praising the Lord. It's a Sabbath day. And don't we have a lot to be grateful for? Can you say amen to that and raise your hand? You know, there are several special requests that I know of that I want to mention. You know, some of us do not have as many challenges as others may have. Some of us have our families all together. You know, my friend Reza. Reza, I'm so glad to see you. Reza is a part of our family from Persia, but now from San Diego. He's working and praying diligently for his wife and two children to be able to come from Tehran. And I want us to hold Reza and his family up this morning as we ask the Lord to open the door for them to be able to come and join him. There may be other special needs and special requests here this morning. Too many to mention by name, but I wonder if you have a special request you'd like to lift before the Lord. Just raise your hand where you are. The Lord will see and know. And I'd like to invite you where you are, if it's possible, to kneel as we pray before our God. Holy Father in heaven, we come before you just now with our hearts full of love and gratitude for all the incredible blessings that you have given to us. As we see our children in this church family, we realize the great blessings and the wealth that we enjoy. I thank you, Lord, that they are being raised, being brought to church, having the opportunity in Sabbath school and in choirs to lift up your name in praise from the time they're little tiny. Lord, thank you for that privilege, and thank you for all of us having the opportunity to see that and to enjoy it. And Lord, as we come to this Christmas and holiday season, it's the time where our attention is drawn to that incredible gift that all of heaven poured out upon a lost world in that little baby of Jesus Christ that was born that night so long ago. Oh Lord, as we ponder that and try to wrap our minds around the incredible love that is wrapped up in that gift, Lord, we just humbly come before you, honor you, and thank you from the very fiber of our beings. Help us, Lord, to respond to that incredible love, not only during this holiday season, but Lord, as we go on into the next year, the next week, the next day. Lord, let us appreciate and understand that incredible gift and order our lives in response. You know every need. You know the hearts that are aching. You know the children and the loved ones that may be wandering away from you that are on the hearts of us who are here in this sanctuary this morning. I pray, Holy Father, that you would not let them go. Send your Holy Spirit and your angels after them wherever they are just now and let them feel your presence. And Father, as we continue to worship, may our songs, may the reading of Scripture, may our prayers be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O sweet winds of joy in grateful chorus raise we, and all within us praise His holy name. More.
I knew them not.
Yet
I had never seen a face. I had never seen a man whose face was quite so trouble-lined, nor any woman who, so great with child, possessed an air of such angelic ease. The inn was full, and even had they been from Herod's court, I knew I could find not a room for them. But round her face so mild, a strange light seemed to glow when she said, "Please, what can I do? For I was never keen at turning folk away." Then in my mind, my little sable flashed. The thought was wild, but shelter must be found for such as these. And so it was. There in the manger began the greatest life of all mankind. The inn was full, and so I am reviled, and so shall be for all eternities. And yet I think one question is my due. I found a place for him. Have you? Have you?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
All Our next congregational hymn will be number 127. The words will also be on the screen.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are ringing, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star rise in the east, and we have come to worship him." Then King Herod heard this and was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Christ to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for you will come, for will you come a ruler who will be the shepherd of the people of Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go worship him." After they had heard the king, they went their way, and the star that they had seen from the east was ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. After they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold, incense, and of myrrh, and having been warned by a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
When she laid him in the manger, he was still her little child. In a city filled with strangers, he was still her little child. Though the inn was full and the night was chill, she held him close and smiled. And when she laid him in the manger, he was still her little child. When the angel called him Savior, he was still her little child. When the wise men gave him treasure, he was still her little child. When the shepherds bowed before him, a star shone all the while. And when the angel called him Savior, he was still her little child. And when he grew in strength and wisdom, he was still a little child. And when he spoke, the people listened, but he was still a little child. And when he healed the lame and dying, they would follow him for miles. And when he grew in strength and wisdom, he was still a little child. And when the people turned against him, he was still a little child. When they shouted, "Crucify him!" he was still a little child. And when they nailed him to a cruel cross, there was no praise or laud. And when she held his broken body, then she saw the Son of God. Then she saw the Lamb of God.
Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, in hopes that Christ Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their heads. And Mom in her rocker, with baby on her lap, was watching the late show while I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the windows I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment that this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus, returning, just like he'd said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life, which he held in his hand, was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I hung my head in shame. The people whose names had been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I'd waited too long, and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I'd been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing quite near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Go gather on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go gather on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth
Before Danny and Cindy announce the closing hymn, I want to thank Michelle and all the help. And boy, the children's choir was the angel choir. Is that not right? And we are praising God for what He has accomplished here today. And so with thanksgiving and rejoicing in our hearts, let us bow our heads and let us have prayer. Father, how can we thank You? You come through all the time. And I am sure that no one in this room, this sanctuary today, including me, is worthy of Your divine intervention, of Your constant watch care, Your willingness to forgive, Your great compassion, and Your tender mercies. And so with joy deep in our hearts, we want to thank You. We want to praise You. I'm sure that's on everyone's lips here this morning. And I want You to remind us as we part that Your presence is still with us. And that when we go, You go with us. So guide us, Lord, and may the Fallbrook Church always be the light shining on the hill where Jesus Christ is lifted higher and Your name is honored and glorified in Your name alone. And we thank You that You have now heard this prayer of our deep appreciation and thanksgiving for having blessed us so abundantly, because we pray in Jesus' precious, holy, heavenly name. And the congregation said, Amen.
Please stand for our final congregational hymn, Good Christians Now Rejoice, page 136.